I just want to tell you something. See, regular japam should not be given up. I tell regular japam is the actual meditation for Vedanta students. I tell you now, people come to me, we've been studying Swaminiji, you have not taught us any meditation, we have not been practicing any meditation, they feel guilty because others come and tell them about the meditation. We all go for the meditation classes, we are practicing meditation. I tell you, in Vedanta students need not practice meditation. Because when Vedanta study itself will slowly turn your life a meditative life. It's all question of understanding. How much ever you close your eyes and focus attention on something without having proper understanding, then that will not lead you to any distance, anywhere. So what I'm saying, that is why we believe in meditation means we begin with the japa. Japam only, when you do the japa, we don't take japam as something ordinary. Japam is meditation. Japam is a pre-preparation for meditation. Japam will become meditation. Japam will become contemplation also if you know the meaning, if you know how to see that. In fact, Shastra, don't try to see the meaning and all that. When you're chanting the mantra, whatever mantra you're chanting regularly, and focus attention on the mantra, see that your mind doesn't go anywhere. Mind will go anywhere, everywhere. But whenever if you are aware of mind going somewhere, you are able to bring the mind back to the mantra japa, that's a great thing. I tell you, that is, first of all, I request all of you to do your regular japam in the morning and in the evening. You are very serious about your, oh, I want to be meditative and I want to do meditation, means make your japam, do your japam with focus attention. And whenever mind goes, don't worry about it. Bring the mind back and see that at least that japam is done with few disturbance initially, and slowly you see the disturbance which japam you are able to do. I mean, your mind is there. The mantra japa itself, mantra becomes the object of meditation. You're focusing there and that holds your attention. It's alambanam. So there's no big meditation other than japa, because people come and ask me, that's why I'm telling you. What I think I should talk to you. So japam, regular japam is a must in the morning and in the evening. And you may have your own reasons for time and all those things. And then you have to squeeze your, somehow you make your time, but don't get worked up by this. More than any ritual, at least do japam. Light the lamp and do the japam. That is enough. People who can do some, others who can offer some prasadam and all, you can offer. Others who can't offer prasadam, don't worry. Bhagavan is happy to go and drink milk in your cupboard, in your fridge. So, and he will take care of himself. Okay, if you can, you do it. Otherwise, but japam is, mind is more important. What is to be offered is mind to Bhagavan. And offering of the mind is possible only through japa. So do the japam on all occasions.
Om Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Om Gananam Tva Ganapati Gam Havamahe Kavim Kavenam Upamashravastamam Tanno Durge Prachodayat. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha Shanno Bhavatvareyama Shanna Indra Brihaspatihi Shanno Vishnururukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ritam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmamavato Tadvaktaramavato Avato Mam Avato Vaktaram Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
We are seeing the second chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad. entitled as Brahmanandavalli, wherein we have seen the Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman. And thereafterwards, the Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman, defined by the statement Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, is now elaborately discussed. And that discussion, we have seen the meaning of the word Satyam through the what is implied by Satyam is arrived at through the analysis of the creation, Srishti Prakriya. And now we have passed on to the another Prakriya, Panchakosha Prakriya, which is used here to discuss what that Brahman, what that existence Satyam is. That Satyam is nothing but consciousness. Existence is nothing but consciousness, and that consciousness as pure consciousness is never available for objectification as an object. It is available for recognition only in one's own mind. And as the content, as a substance of the substantive, I, the first person singular pronoun. That means what? There is no way of arriving at what consciousness is other than knowing the truth of the very mind. And consciousness happens to be the subtlest substance, and physical body happens to be the grossest one. And here already the I refers to, for us, whenever we refer to oneself, our oneself, whenever anyone refers to oneself, one uses the I, you know, to refer to the body, the pranas, the senses, the mind, everything. Therefore, the I has to refer only to the pure consciousness, excluding everything else. Means, it is like climbing upon a mountain and reaching the peak of it, because one has to, it is very difficult to shift one's essence from the physical body to the pure consciousness. Therefore, Upanishad uses this method, Panchakosha Prakriya, wherein you are step by step, you are made to see the Anatmatvam and Karyatvam, Namarupatvam, Mithyatvam, you know, of this different layers of personality. Thereby you will have the effortlessly, with any difficulty, Karyavatti, your own Swarupam. So first Upanishad begins with this, that your physical body. And Upanishad says, this physical body, annamayaha dehaha, the product of food, the annamayaha dehaha, in fact, is the product of gross matter. And it is presented as the Atma first. Already we have a very strong notion that I itself am the body. Therefore, Upanishad also starts with our understanding and says, okay, physical Atma is what the physical body. And therefore, it says about Annamaya Atma. And thereafter, it talks about how this Annamaya Atma is the product of the Annam, Brahma, the total gross matter. And thereafter, it shows the different, shows what this Annamaya Atma, Annamaya Deha, being the product of Annam, Brahma, the total gross matter, there is essentially, there is no difference between Annamaya Deha and Annam, Brahma, the Karanam. And this Upanishad also presents, and seeing this Annam, Brahma, Upanishad prescribes, quotes a mantra from the Rigveda. Yajurveda Upanishad quotes a mantra from Rigveda, and wherein this Annam Brahma is glorified. The glorification of the Annam Brahma is for us to dwell upon the nature of it. for a sort of meditation. Therefore, it says, Annam Brahma Ye Upasate. What are the glorifications? We have seen Annam Brahma, the grass matter, is in fact Sarva Voshadam. It is the Annam Brahma, the grass matter alone, originally, what now? Is the food which extinguishes the hunger, fire in the stomach. Your Oshadam, Sarva Oshadam. And it is Brahma because as the cause, it pervades all the bodies, effects. Therefore, it is Brahma. All pervades, therefore it is Brahma. And this is not created also, what now? This Annam Brahma, being a Karanam, it is a cause of all the physical bodies, physical life forms, physical forms, and it is all pervasive, therefore it is Brahma, and it is the extinguisher of fire in the digestive fire, Jataragni, in all the stomachs of all the living beings also. Therefore it is Sarva Oshadam, and this is also what now, because being a cause, it is prior to, the preeminent to the bodies, therefore it is also what now, Jeshtam. It is endowed with the fourfold glories. Therefore, Upanishad presented what? The Upasanam. Upasanam, what you see, Upasanam means dwelling upon the nature of the gross matter. And how that gross matter and this gross physical body, being the product of that gross matter, essentially they are one and the same. So, this understanding of the one essential oneness of the gross body, Annamaya Deha, and Annam Brahma, the gross matter, is what? Resolving the gross body in the gross matter, wherein you say all that is only Virat Vishwa. Virat means Annam Brahma, and Vishwaha is the individual physical body, and Vishwa Virat Aikya Upasanam means. Now, seeing the essential oneness of Virat and the Vishwa will help you in due course of time resolve your fear of death. Will help you accept the death. How? Will help you slowly get rid of the, even the Dehatma, Deha Abhimana, Dehatma Buddhi also will resolve slowly. Which means the Deha Abhimana will go slowly. Identity with the body will slowly, it will be resolved. It will go. The more the Deha Abhimana goes, no, the more you become qualified for the vision of the Atma. Overnight you cannot give up the identity with the, isn't it? You can't dissociate the association with the physical body. Overnight it's not possible. You don't need to push away the body also, but still you can have understanding. You can shift the cognitively, it's a cognitive shift. You can shift the essence from the body easily. I hope I presented that thereafter. And Upanishad said, now there is another Atma, interior, there is another one, Pranamayaha, Pranamaya Atma, interior to this Annamayaha Atma. Now, when you say this is a Pranamayaha Atma, then Annamayaha is no more Atma. When the Annamaya Deha is resolved in the Annam Brahma, the grass matter, Upanishad has said, now it is the container, there is a content Atma which is Pranamayaha. So Pranamayaha is presented as the Atma. Upanishad, what now, has negated this Annamaya Deha as Kosha. Till now, Annamaya Deha is what? Atma. Now, it has been negated as Koshaha Anatma. Now, what is taken as the Atma now? Pranamaya is taken as the Atma. It's clear now. When you take the Pranamaya as the Atma, Annamaya as the Anatma, now what do we do now? You understand this Annamaya Deha is the Karyam. It is a product, therefore it is a karyam. Because a karyam, it is just what now? It is the namarupam. Because it is namarupam, it has no independent, it is mithya. Because it is mithya, it has no independent existence. Therefore it is as good as non-existent. And you resolve it when now? In Pranamaya Atma. Okay, so pranamaya is taken here. You can ask any doubts afterwards. So pranamaya. See, you see the essential oneness of the total gross matter and the physical body. Now you resolve the gross what known as anatma, because pranamaya is the atma, atma is the karanam, annamaya deha is the karyam. You resolve the karyam in the karanam. Understand now? Now we go to the next pranamaya atma. We saw the derivation of the word annam also last class.
Tasmadvayetasmadannarasamayat.
Tasmadva etasmad annarasamayat. Other than this, annarasamayaha atma, annarasamaya atma, annamayaha dehaha. Tasmat etasmat means what? No, that physical body which is taken, this physical body which is taken to be the atma, interior to that, anyaha atma.
Anyantara atma pranamayaha. Anyantara atma pranamayaha. Anyantara atma pranamayaha. Anyantara atma pranamayaha.
You have to split that word. Anyaha antara. Antaraha atma pranamayaha. How do you split it? When you chant it,
anyantara atma pranamayaha. Antara atma pranamayaha.
Now what do you say? Anyaha antaraha atma pranamayaha. There is an other atma. Anyaha atma. Where is it? Antaraha, interior. Interior to what? To this annamayaha. Yetasmat annamayat antaraha anyaha atma. There is another atma interior to this annamayaha. Therefore, what has now we have already you started with the physical body, annamaya deha, as the atma. Now you have resolved it as the, you understood as the anatma, the kosha. Then you have resolved it also cognitively as the anatma, koshaha. Now what is to be taken to be the atma now? Pranamayaha. When prana mayaha, the word maya comes, whenever you hear the sound maya, then what do you understand? It is a product of prana. Prana, pranaha, prana mayaha means what? It is a product of prana. So pranamaya atma also product of what? Prana, samashti prana. Now you have seen samashti, you have seen is total gross matter. Samashti sthula. Bhuta prapancha you have seen as virat. Now you have to understand what now? Samashti prana. Samashti pranaha, otherwise called sutratma, otherwise called hiranya garbaha. So this pranamayaha also is what now? Your prana, pranamaya atma. Your pranamaya atma is the product of what? The samashti pranaha. Otherwise known as hiranyagarbha. The total prana, prana shakti. Please understand, pranaha actually means energy here. Total prana shakti. Total pranic, the macrocosmic pranic energy. Is what now? Macrocosmic pranic energy is what? Total pranic energy, prana. Pranashakti is the cause and your Pranashakti is what now? Effect is a part of it. See, individual Pranashakti can never exist. Like how a wave, you cannot say, I saw only one wave. Can you see only one wave? Can you ever see only one wave? And if you see one wave, you can see one wave among many waves. You can never see this only one wave was there, all the waves have gone somewhere. You can never say that. Well, one wave to be there, the entire ocean must be there. All other waves must be there. Similarly, here also what now? One prana is what now? One in Vyashti prana, the individual pranamaya atma, Vyashti prana is the product of Samashti prana, Hiranyagarbha. You can say macrocosmic total pranic energy, isn't it? Prana Shakti. Therefore, this annamayaha, pranamayaha atma is there. Therefore, it interior to the physical body. Now, this pranaha, does it have a form of its own? Like a grass body alone, annamaya dehaha, had its own form, shape, isn't it? Now, animals, every animal has its own form, and a human shairam is different from other forms also. Different forms are there. But the prana does not have its own form. It assumes the form of the container. The prana in a buffalo assumes the buffalo form. And, prana in a human being assumes the human form. Like how when you pour water from jug to tumbler, in the jar, the water is in what form? Jar form. Then you pour it into the tumbler, it becomes the tumbler. It has a tumbler form. You change it to some other container, it becomes that container form. So whatever is the form of the container becomes the contained liquid. Similarly, gas also. Balloon, what happens? You fill the balloon in a balloon, gas has the balloon, air has the balloon form or pillow form. Similarly, here also don't think of air and all that, okay? I'm thinking, I want to talk only of the prana shakti, the shakti, the energy. Has no form. The energy, whichever form it occupies, it assumes the form of that body only, that container only. Therefore, here, tena yeshaha purnaha. Yeshaha means what? This annamayaha dehaha, what now? Purnaha is filled, is full. It is filled by tena, by that prana shakti, that Vyashti prana alone is filling this filled with prana shakti. Vyashti prana fills this grass body. Yeshaha purdaha. It remains filling this grass body. Tena pranena. Yeshaha, what now? Yeshaha purnaha means this is filled, this grass physical body is filled with that prana shakti. Therefore, pranamaya atma is interior, means contained, and annamaya deha becomes what now? Container. Okay, container like. Therefore, Savayesha Purusha Vidha Eva Saha Va Yeshaha. Saha means Saha Pranaha. That Pranashak, Vyavashti Pranaha, the individual Prana. Individual pranaha, which is a part of or product of the samashti prana, the Hiranyagarbha, is this that samashti pranaha alone is this vyashti pranaha. What a purusha vidaha eva. Purusha vidaha means what now? It assumes the form, it is also in the form of the purusha. Purusha here means the annamaya deha. Okay? Purusha vidaha means what? In what form is this? Vidha means here, in what form is this prana? There. This prana is in the form of the physical body. Purusha vidaha. Purusha means the physical. Suppose if it occupies the human body, shariram, and it assumes the human form. Is it clear now? Human form. Therefore, purusha vidaha eva. Purusha vidaha, in keeping with the physical form it occupies, the vyashti pranaha also, you know, assumes the form of that given, occupying physical shariram. Then, tasya purusha vidhatam. Tasya purusha vidhatam. So tasya purusha vidhata means what? Again it repeats. Purusha vidhata means, in purusha here means the physical body. And tasya purusha vidhata means what? In keeping with the form. Suppose, as I told you earlier, so buffalo shariram, tasya vidha vidhatam, it attains. It assumes the tasya vidhata means what? Of that given particular physical form, no, that it also assumes. Tasya purusha vidhatam, this has, this, you have to add, supply there. This pranam, vyashti prana, assumes the form of that given physical form. Have you got it? Repeats it.
Anvayam purusha vidaha. Anvayam purusha vidaha.
It repeats vidaha, vidaha, it repeats. Anu, ayam purusha vidaha anu. Anu means what now? In keeping with, according to the physical form it occupies, you know, this prana also is. Anu, ayam. Ayam means this. This vyashti pranaha, pranamayaha atma, purusha vidaha, it repeats. Purusha vidaha anu, in keeping with the occupying physical form, it is. It assumes that physical form. All these three sentences,
savayesha purusha vidha eva, tasya purusha vidhatam, anvayam purusha vidaha.
All these sentences repeat one thing. What do they say? Pranamaya atma is much subtler, intangible. Pranamaya is not gross like the physical body. It is not perceptible like the physical body. Annamaya deha. Therefore, not perceptible, not tangible, it is much subtler, therefore it remains filling, occupying the gross physical body, and therefore, which physical forms are so many, like, no, therefore in keeping with the physical form it occupies, it fills, it assumes the form of that given particular physical form. Buffalo prana, elephant prana, ant prana, mosquito prana, human prana, you can understand, okay? Wherever you see life, moth prana, I saw last night once, I've been thinking of it all the time now. I didn't want to kill it also. And I can't allow it to lay eggs also. Anyway, Bhagavan has to do something. So what I'm saying, so prana, how big the prana is, isn't it? Intangible, much subtler, imperceptible, but it is, what now, occupying the given physical form. The tasya purusha vidhatam, Purushavida Anu. Like that, it repeats, Upanishad repeats those sentences. Now, because it assumes, now we are thinking of which prana? Human, isn't it? We have to understand that there's a prana in every physical form. And that every physical, the prana in every physical form, what originally? Samashti? Prana Shakti alone. But in physics, in given, in, because it occupies, we are talking about the human prana, pranamaya atma. And because it assumes the gross form, gross body also, now we are going to understand how this prana is here. We have to remember the five aspects, five features we have discussed earlier. Here also we have to talk about which is the, now what is a pranamaya atma? We have studied in Tattva Bodha and other class also. Pranaha means pancha pranaha. Five pranaha. Are there five pranaha? There are not five pranas. One vital air alone involved in five different functions. And every function implies in, was energy, isn't it? Without energy, no function is possible. Each or every function implies the, what now? Energy only. You have moved on to gross anatomy to subtle physiology, the functions. So what happens here? Each function now. Pranaha. Pranaha stands for what? Respirator. Function of respiration. Apanaha stands for function of excretion. And Vyanaha stands for function of circulation. And Vyanaha, Samanaha stands for function of digestion, and Udanaha stands for function of retention. All these five pranas. Now we've already discussed five as features there in other thing, physical body. So here also we have to see, of these five, which is like the head. Don't think prana has a head or anything, okay? Which is like the head, which is like the dakshina pakshaha. We have to see here also, the shiraha, dakshina pakshaha, uttara pakshaha, no, atma, the central portion, important portion, the trunk and also the puccham, the support. Upanishad presents here. Now we'll see that.
Tasya prana eva shiraha. Tasya prana eva shiraha. Respiration, the function of respiration, okay, forms the shiraha, like the head of the pranamaya atma. Vyano dakshina pakshaha. Vyano dakshina pakshaha.
Imagine, respiration stops for 1 second, what will happen? So that's why shiraha, okay? Then vyanaha, dakshina pakshaha. Vyanaha, the function of circulation. Now vyana prana governing the circulatory system. What now? Is now said to be dakshina pakshaha. Like the right side of the pranamaya atma.
Apana uttara pakshaha. Apana uttara pakshaha.
What does the vyana do, etc.? We have studied in Tattva Bodha. But still you know anyway. The circulation of blood throughout the body is taken care of by that energy. It needs energy, no? For any movement needs energy. So here, Swamiji says, now proper transport system, he says, no traffic, nothing. It has to keep on moving non-stop all the time. And any block comes and immediately, it's a bypass road also, I have to say. It's Swamiji's jokes, okay. Blockage comes, okay. So here, dakshina paksha, Vyanaha governs, Swamiji can make the class very lively and interesting with all his jokes. Anyway, Vyanaha dakshina pakshaha. So this right side of this pranamaya atma is what now? Vyanaha.
Apana uttara pakshaha. Apana uttara pakshaha.
So anything unwanted foreign apana, all the excretory system is governed by apana vayu, and then apanaha is what now is forms the left side of this pranamaya atma.
Akasha atma,
here akashaha means a space in the stomach. The space in the stomach, which is the big space which occupies lot of food, and there, what is the vayu there? Samanaha. Your akasha stands for samanaha, the digestive, isn't it? System. The pravayu which governs the digestive system is said to be what now? The trunk, the central portion of the pranamaya atma. You imagine, okay? Pranaha shiraha, and vyanaha dakshinah pakshaha, and apanaha uttarah pakshaha, and the samanaha digestive, the air which governs digestive system, samanaha, the function of digestion, governed by the samanaha, is like the central portion of the pranamaya atma. Do you get this?
Prithivi puccham pratishtha, prithivi puccham pratishtha.
Prithivi means earth, you all know very well. And why prithivi here stands for udanaha? Because prithivi has gravitational force, and it's because this being blessed by the gravitational force of prithivi alone, this udana is connected, is has some connection with the prithivi devata. That is why, because it has what now, blessed by prithivi devata, it has that gravitational force. So what does the udana do? Udana remains at the bottom of the body, and it really retains the pranas. Because of using the gravitational force, it keeps the pranas inside. Otherwise, if udana becomes active, they will all go out. So, udana remains inactive. What does it do? All the job it does is, it retains the pranas inside. How, when we all sit, when we sit down, we have to get up and go, isn't it? Otherwise, earth doesn't push us. Because of gravitational force. So, we say that connection. And there is also prarabdha is associated with, has some connection with this prithivi devata. Prithivi devata's grace is blessed to this udana. Actually, has the blessings of prithivi devata. Blessings means some connection is there. Therefore, it has gravitational force. That is why what happens, it keeps the prana inside. That is what will happen. Prana goes out, it can go out. Say bye, good forever, and go back, go out. It did not come back. Prana goes out means it has to come back, isn't it? Therefore, what is that which retains the functions? No, it keeps the reversing system, isn't it? Reversing system. When the paradha is getting over, a reversing system starts functioning. Slowly revert, isn't it? Then everything slowly stops functioning. That is how it allows, okay. And it goes out. Therefore, udana alone decides. When the paradha gets over, udana becomes active, it allows them all, then it goes, they go out. And that's called departure of the prana. Then we say what? Dead. Body is dead. Therefore, udanaha is what now retains all the pranas. Okay, the retentive system. The function of retention is governed by udana. Udana is what now? Pratishtha support. If udana is not there, pranas cannot stay inside. Because you know, prana, air is of the nature of going out. A small hole is enough for the whole will go out, everything will go out. Therefore, vayu cannot stand. And so prana is retained, means the prana shakti is retained, because the prana is what now? Held by invalid udana only. Therefore here prithivi devata's blessings alone makes the udana hold the pranas inside. Therefore, instead of udana, Upanishad uses the word prithivi. You got it? Therefore, prithivi pucham pratishtha. The tail part, it means what now? The support of this pranamaya atma is what now? The udanaha. Now you got an idea. This is what is pranaha. Okay? It means there are five pranas which remains occupying the gross physical body, assuming the physical form of the physical body it occupies, it is contained in. Then this pranamaya is a product of samashti pranaha hirnya garbhaha. There is no difference. And here you have to understand, the samashti prana shakti is said to be contained in where now? Surya Devata. You have to understand, what is the total cosmic energy? The storehouse of total cosmic energy is, even though we all can say, oh, I see the sun. You see the sun, you don't see the sun's energy. Isn't it energy in the sun? Because the total energy, the samashti shakti is what now? Is the Surya Devata. That is why we say the Gayatri Mantra Japa in the morning and in the evening will help one what really have prana shakti. Especially youngsters are asked to do that. Gayatri Japa. In fact, because the fact is what? The samashti prana alone is the cause of the vyashti prana, means one can have any amount of energy one can draw from. Whatever the deficiency is here in terms of energy in the physical body, one can draw energy from the samashti prana. That is why we say worship and all the Surya Namaskaram and all those things we do. One more thing here is, even people who practice this pranic healing, etc., also, actually, the what demands some basis, any discipline should work. Where do they draw the energy from actually? When they, it's only they think, you know, any disease is, okay, based on the disturbance, the disease is due to the disturbance in the order of the prana shakti here. Therefore, when it is corrected, it'll be alright. So they pray and they think, they draw the energy from the sun and they give it to you. That's what the pranic healing people do. It might work to some extent, but I'm not saying. There's a limitation for any discipline. Every discipline works, every discipline has its own limitation also. Anyway, Reiki, pranic healing, all those sorts of things. So we have very beautiful mantras also, wherein we can understand how the Surya Shakti alone is there as the Shakti in everything. The energy means you had to, the total cosmic energy had to go to sun only. All the power, the energy you see. The total, the cosmic energy is here in this Vyashti Prana. Therefore, it's only a product. When you say, now what you do, you resolve, again the same, the five aspects you have to remember here. The Vyashti Pranaha is the karyam, samashti prana is the karanam. I got it. Hiranya garbhaha is the karanam, and vyashti pranaha is what now? Karyam. If it is a karyam, what now? Atma is not the karyam. Atma is the sarva karanam. You have to remember the first mantra. Tasmadva etasmad atmana akashasambhutaha. The first mantra says everything has come into existence from the Atma, means Atma is the karanam, sarva karanam. Now we understand Vyashti Prana is the product of the Samashti Prana. Therefore, if it is an Vyashti Pranaha, the Pranamayaha Atma, being the product of Samashti Prana, what we say now, Atma is not the karyam. Atma cannot be the product of something. Atma is not the Pranamaya Atma. Atma is not the pranamayaha, the individual prana. Okay, if because it is not the Atma, then what is it now? It is anatma. Atma is not the pranamayaha. Therefore, what is pranamayaha now? Anatma. If it is anatma, it is only what now? A product. Atma is the cause, anatma is the effect. If anatma is the karyam, it is just any karyam is what, any effect is nothing but name and form, namarupam. If it is only nama, anything which is a namarupam is what? Only mithya. Mithya means what? It has no independent existence. It has only borrowed existence. If it has no independent existence, it has no existence of its own. Therefore, it is as good as non-existent. Then what do you do now? This pranamaya atma is no more pranamayaha. Atma, this pranamayaha is what now? It's also koshaha. Pranamayaha is koshaha. Anatma. You have to remember this. First you understand is a product. How do you understand? You understand the samashti, and from the standpoint of samashti, the vyashti cannot exist by itself. The individual cannot exist by itself. It is the product of samashti, the total. Because it is a product, when you say, we have understood what atma, the point I'm going step by step. Atma has been earlier said to be the sarva karanam, cause of everything. So atma cannot be the effect of anything. Therefore, this pranamayaha being said to be the product, what now? Atma cannot be the pranamaya atma. Atma cannot be pranamayaha. If atma is not the pranamayaha, then pranamayaha must be what now? Anatma. Anything anatma is only an effect, not the cause. And anything which is an effect is only just the name and form. Anything which is just the name and form is mithya. Anything which is mithya has no independent existence. Anything which has no independent existence is as good as non-existent. That means what now? When you say it is a mithya, you resolve it. Okay, you have to remember that. Anatmatvam, what are all established now? This analysis helps you to establish these things. Anatmatvam, karyatvam, namarupatvam, mithyatvam, I am using this noun form, okay, remember it. Mithyatvam, and later on what, once you understand as mithya, then pravilapana yogyam. Pravilapana means what now? It becomes resolved. How not physically, intellectually, you can resolve it. When you say, when you see the pot, if you say pot is only clay, when you say, you have resolved the name and form as only just the pot. Okay? This cognitive resolution is called what? Pravilapanam, prakarshena vilapanam. You cannot just, without knowing what the clay is all about, you cannot say pot is clay. That's simply saying it. Like, you really know, isn't it? Similarly, here also, aham brahmasmi also, what now? To understand, then you can, it's not simply saying aham brahmasmi. So now, the pranamayaha is no more atma. This is pranamayaha koshaha. Now, tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tad api, regarding that, pranaha, samashti pranaha also, yeshaha shlokaha bhavati. Yeshaha this, shlokaha rig mantraha, is. Bhavati means is. Here is eshaha shlokaha. Bhavati means here is rig mantraha, rigveda mantraha, highlighting, presenting the glorification of the samashti prana. Samashti prana, isn't it? What does the rig mantra talk about the samashti prana that is said here? Pranam deva anup
ప్రాణంతి ప్రాణం దేవా అను ప్రాణంతి
ప్రాణం అనుప్రాణంతి అనుప్రాణంతి మీన్స్ బ్రీద్ అండ్ లివ్ అండ్ సర్వైవ్ అను ప్రాణంతి ప్రాణంతి మీన్స్ బ్రీత్ బ్రీత్ మీన్స్ వాట్ లివ్ లివ్ మీన్స్ వాట్ సర్వైవ్ హౌ వాట్ డు దే సర్వైవ్ వాట్ సర్వైవ్ హూ లివ్ హూ సర్వైవ్ హూ బ్రీత్ ఇస్ దేవాహ అనుప్రాణంతి హూ అను మీన్స్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ప్రాణం అనుప్రాణంతి బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాణ అలోన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది సమష్టి ప్రాణ అలోన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ టోటల్ కాస్మిక్ ఎనర్జీ అలోన్ ఆల్ దీస్ సర్వైవ్ లివ్ బ్రీత్ అనుప్రాణంతి డిపెండింగ్ అపాన్ ది కాస్మిక్ ప్రాణ ది మ్యాక్రో కాస్మిక్ టోటల్ ప్రాణిక్ ఎనర్జీ అలోన్ ఆల్ దీస్ సర్వైవ్ హూ ఆల్ సర్వైవ్ వి సీ దట్ హూ ఆల్ లివ్ వి సీ దట్ మనుష్యా పశవశ్చయే మనుష్యా పశవశ్చయే సో దేవాహ ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ లైన్ మనుష్యాహ అండ్ పశవః ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ లైన్ సో దేవాహ ఆల్ ది దేవతాస్ డిఫరెంట్ న్యాచురల్ ఫినామినా దేవతాహ ఈవెన్ దేవ్ ఎవ్రీ దేవత ఎవ్రీ ఫినామినన్ హ్యాస్ శక్తి Where does devata derive its shakti from? Energy from? Every phenomenon, you know how floods have, water has power. Every devata has power. Every devata has shakti. You know what fire can do? You know what riots time, what fire did? What fire can do? What water floods can do? What rain can do? Every devata has what? Scorching sun can do what every devata has shakti. Everything has shakti here. Water, the forest can do. Devata means any natural phenomenon is or samashti total power is called devata. So the total power of everything, isn't it? So we say all the devatas also draw their shakti only from the samashti prana. Draw means what? They are, in fact, they cannot have energy without being, what now? Samashti prana being there. If samashti prana shakti is not there, no vyashti prana shakti can be there. So no vyashti devata shakti can be there. So manushya shakti can be there. Pashuhu means what? Animal. Pashavaha, manushyaha, devataha, all of them have their they survive, they live, they breathe. How? Depending upon this prana, samashti prana. Do you get it? Therefore, pranam devaha manushyaha pashavaha cha ye te pranam anupranati. Pranaha, the first word pranaha stands for samashti pranaha. Anupranati, anu. Pranati means what? No, they breathe depending upon, they live depending upon, they survive depending upon the prana. Who all survive, breathe, live depending upon the prana? Devaha, manushyaha, pashavaha. All the beings. He mentions three, okay? ప్రాణం దేవా అను ప్రాణంతి ప్రాణం దేవా అను ప్రాణంతి మనుష్యా పశవశ్చయే మనుష్యా పశవశ్చయే ప్రాణో హి భూతానామాయుః భూతానామాయుః Now, bhutanam ayuhu, the longevity of life. span of life of all the beings, of all the life forms, is in fact this prana only. Samashti prana alone is in the form of the life, longevity of life of all the beings. There is no samashti prana, there is a span of life, where is the life, where is the longevity of life. Okay, therefore, prana hi, why? Because once the prana goes out, what happens? Prana leaves.
Prano hi bhutan.
Actually, here you don't have any. We have to write the corollaries later on. Not much now.
Prano hi bhutan ama yuhu.
Prano hi bhutan ama yuhu.
Okay. Pranaha hi bhutanam ayuhu. Ayuhu, you all know the word. Tamil also, we all know the word. Ayuhu. Ayush. Ayuhu, the span of life, longevity of life of all the beings is in fact because of prana only. Samashti pranaha. The pranaha, pranaha means understand samashti pranaha.
Tasmaat sarvayusha mochyate.
Tasmaat sarvayusha mochyate.
Therefore, tasmat sarva ayusham uchyate. Whether other, earlier we have understood how annam brahma, tasmat sarva ushadham uchyate. Now it is said to be what now? It is the tasmat sarva ayusham uchyate, sarva ayusham uchyate. Ayusha means it is the, therefore, sarva ayusham, so that which lends life and longevity of for all the giver of the longevity of life to all the beings is the samashti pranaha. Simple thing, same thing is repeated. Samashti pranaha alone, what now? Lends pranas to all the beings. Prana means energy. Sarva ayusham uchyate. The samashti pranaha is said to be sarva ayusham. Ordainer of longevity of life, or in the, what now, is in the form of the longevity of life.
Sarvamevata ayuryanti. Sarvamevata ayuryanti. Ye pranam brahmopasate.
Ye pranam
brahmopasate.
Okay. Now, having said this, pranam devaha manushyaha pashavaha pranam anupranati. See, samashti prana is the life force of all the beings. Devaha, manushyaha, pashavaha. And in fact, longevity of life of all the beings is nothing but prana. Therefore, what now? And this prana is in fact Brahma. This prana also is what now? How you saw Virat as Brahma, Hiranyagarbha also is Brahma. Because but for samashti prana shakti, no being can have any shakti, therefore it is Brahma. As karana prana, this karana prana pervades all the karya pranas. All the karya pranas are nothing but, all the vyashti pranas are nothing but samashti prana only. Therefore he says sarva ayusham. Therefore, it is Brahma. Now, therefore, he is, now Upanishad, what does it say? Suppose now you can see the essential oneness of Vyashti Prana and the Samashti Prana. Okay, Vyashti Prana and Samashti Prana. How essentially they are one. Whatever is in the samashti prana outside is the same yashti prana. Is there any difference? No difference. Essentially, the prana sukshma prapancha outside and here sukshma shariram are essentially one and the same. Samashti prana and vyashti prana are essentially one and the same. There is no difference. When you say, you have resolved the vyashti prana in the samashti prana. Now, not only you have resolved the vyashti prana in the samashti prana, you have to do one more thing. Samashti virat also you resolve in samashti prana. Samashti virat, because you already resolved the pranamaya, isn't it? You already resolved the annamaya in, you had to do two resolutions. Look at this. First you resolve the annamayaha in annam brahma. Isn't it? Because you understood the essential oneness of individual gross physical body and the total gross matter. Thereafter, this as the annamaya deha, as the karyam, as it becomes the karyam, then when you understood the pranamaya atma as the atma, then you resolved it there. Then now you resolve the total gross matter, annam brahma, in samashti prana. Samashti virat in samashti prana also. Why? Because virat cannot exist independent of samashti shakti. Minus energy, there cannot be any gross matter. Energy and matter. We have understood it this much in science. Law of interconvertibility of energy into matter and matter into energy. We are stuck there in physics. We have to go beyond. Okay, that is why they cannot even not come near the mind. You resolve the entire gross matter in shakti. Samashti virat, samashti, the total gross matter can be resolved, virat can be resolved in samashti prana also. So now Upanishads presents meditation. Meditation means what? Don't think of big meditation, sitting and closing your eyes like this and all that. It's just paying your attention to this fact, dwelling upon this fact. What is the fact here? What is the nature of the energy here? What is the total cosmic energy? Can this energy be by itself? All these functions, imagine. Every function implies energy, shakti here. And is there a shakti independent of the total shakti? Can there be? Just you dwell upon the nature of the total prana shakti and the vyashti prana shakti, vyashti and samashti, and understand the essential oneness of samashti and vyashti prana shakti. Is vyashti prana samashti prana aikya upasanam? Vyashti samashti prana aikya upasanam. How they are essentially one. This dwelling upon this fact is what actually meditation. Just giving some time and dwelling upon it. Have you got it? And Upanishad says, again the same weight presence. Ye pranam brahma upasate. Those who dwell upon this fact of the essential oneness of this pranamaya atma and samashti pranam brahma. Got it? I'm using Sanskrit words. the individual pranic energy and the total cosmic pranic energy, those who dwell upon, those who pay attention to and think about it, meditate upon, te sarvam eva ayuhu yanti. They, what is the benefit here? Such people, ayuhu yanti. Yanti means they attain. They attain long life as a benefit. They will enjoy very long life, healthy long life. Healthy long life means sarvameva ayuhu yanti. They will avoid untimely death, early death, premature death, immature death also. Okay? They'll avoid this. Isn't it? Premature death. And that means what? One will not die immature or become mature and die. That's what immature death I said. It's my interpretation. Okay? Premature, immature, isn't it? Early, untimely, undesirable, they can avoid death. Okay, that means they will have very, they'll be blessed with long life. Not moksha, okay? Don't ask me, oh, there's no moksha. But people like all these things. People will be very happy with these things. They won't be interested, nobody's interested in moksha. This is what they like. It says all these things. If we don't understand what is there, if we really pay attention and do this, it will help.
Sarvamevata ayuryanti, sarvamevata ayuryanti, ye pranam brahmopasate, brahmopasate.
This is what now is, this is for any meditator, whoever dwells upon this fact, whoever now really dwells upon the this fact of what? The essential oneness of Samashti Prana and Vyashti Prana, is said to be meditating upon this Pranam Brahma, and such a person will be blessed with long life. Like Markandeya. Now even the Markandeya fought with Yama. So we don't need to fight against Yama. Yama himself will keep you alone. Okay, it may not go to this person because he has contact with Prana, Samashti Prana. The Samashti Prana association will send the Yama away for some more time. Don't think forever, okay? For some time. He'll postpone. That is the Ayuhu Sarvameva Ayuhu Yanti. முழுமையான ஆயுளை பெறுகிறார்கள். சர்வமேவ ஆயுஹு யந்தி. This is the பலம். Suppose if the person's motive, intention of the person who dwells upon this fact is only indifferent. If he is a mumukshu and he has purusharatha nischaya, he is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, he is interested only in moksha, then such a person also will be blessed with different phalam. So apart from the long life also, he will be blessed with what? Antakarna shuddhi. It's a common phalam. Any upasanam will bless one with what? Mental purity, mental steadiness, agitation free mind and expansion of mind. Not only that, this meditation upon Pranam Brahma will really help one see, my God, the prana in every living being is the same prana which is in me. Only prana is there in everything. And then you will think of really even slowly become very compassionate. And slowly, slowly one can give up even what? Non-vegetarian food habits also one can come out of it. One will naturally come out of it slowly, because you have to see the prana. Every, the same prana is in every being means slowly you'll come out of it. Because you dwell upon it, then you can't afterwards. Slowly it will go. Because you become more compassionate also. because it will expand, your mentally will expand, because you see all that is here is now physics. We say everything is what? As in the books of physicist, all that is here is only energy. Why only physicist? You also can say all that is here is only prana shakti, only energy. All that is here is only energy. You say differently. For him, energy is inert. For us, energy is not inert. Okay? There's a big difference between a scientist viewing everything as energy and even you view everything as energy. It's not just the inert everything. Not the bundle of energy. Just you see what now everything is? Shaktihi. Every gross form is filled with what? Subtle energy. Every gross form is a container of what? Subtle energy only. Which gross form is not filled with energy? Energy is either potentially hidden or you can see the manifestation of energy. Speaking, laughing, that's why vibhuti, we call Bhagavad vibhuti. When energy is expressed, it's vibhuti. You see some person walking, talking, doing things, it's all manifest energy. In atom, everywhere shakti is there, energy is there. That's why energy can be what now? Used, misused, abused, can do anything. Can do it for destructive work, constructive work. Energy can be channelized for constructive work, can be used, what now? Unchannelized energy can contribute for destruction. You saw what happened, right? Shakti, isn't it? Suppose there's no food, there's no shakti, what will they do? They won't go for breaking and looting and things. Destructive. So energy is all shakti. Now the next question comes. What about this death? Death has been discussed at every stage, every step. Death means what? We understood what happens to physical body, we have understood. But now we'll be very happy to know one more thing. At least physical body gets disintegrated. The subtle body does not get disintegrated even after it departs. Not only doesn't get disintegrated, what becomes? It becomes one with samashti prana. What happens to Vyashti Prana? What happened to Vyashti Annamayaha? Vyashti Annamayaha Deha becomes one with Samashti Virat Stula Bhuta Prapancha. Isn't it? Becomes one with the gross matter. Similarly, Vyashti Prana also joins the Samashti Prana. Vyashti Prana joins the Samashti Prana. It merges the Samashti Prana. Is it destroyed? No, not at all. It is indestructible. Prana is energy, is indestructible, cannot be destroyed at all. Energy cannot be destroyed. Energy can be converted but not destroyed. Isn't it? But not destroyed. Therefore, here we say what? This energy here is not destroyed. But this after, once this prana leaves the physical body, when the prarabdha ends, prana leaves the physical body, it joins the samashti prana. It becomes one with the Hiranyagarbha. It becomes one with the Hiranyagarbha. It is not destroyed. Therefore, the death happens, we can understand departure of the prana need not cause any big pain in us. Why? It is such a simple fact. This understanding of the fact alone will bless you with the strength to accept the fact. Like when the when we all go, we see the confluences, no? The rivers go and flow. At last they go, and what happened to the rivers? They go and join the ocean. When you go and see the confluences, you see the rivers mixing up, joining the ocean, sangamam. Nadi Sagara Sangamam. When you see it, then, oh my God, I feel so sad and upset. These rivers go and merge in the ocean. Do we sit and cry? We have nice fun there. In fact, sitting there, we enjoy that, my God, it is coming as a river and joins the ocean. But when it joins the ocean, it gives up two things, nama rupa goes. The name river, nadi rupam goes, nadi name goes. What happens to the water? It continues to exist as ocean. It has become one with the ocean. This is the fact. This is the fact, isn't it? So this is what happens when the prana leaves the physical body. Prana, vyashti pranaha joins the samashti pranaha. Then what happens? Container is not, therefore no name also has gone now. Not human prana anymore. Human namarupa has gone. Why? It is typically like when you pour the water from cup to the jar, what has now? The water in the cup has joined the water in the jar, but has lost the namarupa. What namarupa? Cup namarupa has gone. Water continues to exist. Similarly, here also what now? Vyashti prana becomes the samashti prana. It merges. It becomes one with samashti prana. It is not destroyed. There is no death, there is no destruction or whatsoever. It is simple and is a fact which is within the realm of law of nature, which cannot be changed. We have no say over that. We can understand that and accept that. In fact, that is why when the death happens, we are supposed to chant some Veda mantras. Nowadays, nobody knows any Veda mantra. What we do, simply, we do the Om Namah Shivaya. And on some mantra, we chant Om Namah Shivaya, or we sing bhajans, we chant some Tirumari Parayanam, Prabandha Parayanam, something we do because we only pray to Bhagavan, so that we keep ourselves in a good shape, because somehow it's very difficult to miss, because we miss the physical presence of the person, we feel the absence of the person. We can't relate to the person anymore, so we miss, there is a worry, there is sadness, grief, it won't go overnight, isn't it? But it has to be accepted, no other go. So we chant some mantras. Really speaking, the special Veda mantra, you know what it means, which means, A prana, may you merge in samashti prana. He vyana, may you merge in samashti vyana. Hey Samana, may you merge in Samashti Samana. As a prayer. It means what now? Come on, don't be hang around. Go on. I don't think that way, I'm just joking. No, it does not say that. I mean, actual prayer is what now? So we take it, it's called, it's all Pada, Parama Padam. Okay? Parama Padam, you become one with. You are no more river, you are ocean. You are no more stream, you are ocean. You are no more raindrop, rainwater, ocean. You are away. That's why you say, where did the rainwater come from? What? No, the sun, the heat of the sun, water gets hot, there is evaporation, then law of condensation, and then it goes up, then again becomes water, it falls as rain. And that rain water again comes back where? Flows, goes here and there, and wanders and sloughs there, the mountains and the tops, and then forests and jungles and flows, somehow, somewhere joins the stream and joins the rivers, comes back to the ocean. Isn't it? Same way. Samashti prana it was before, and it has become vyashti prana. How? Because it is in the given physical form. When it departs the physical body, what happens to it? Nothing. It just joins the samashti prana. When the pot breaks, what happens to the space? It doesn't even join. Okay? It's just there. But here it is joined. It merges with samashti prana. Therefore, understanding of what happens to prana also will help us what now? Slowly, now you can ask this question, am I this prana? Which comes and fills the body, remains in the body and again leaves the body and becomes one with the prana shakti. Therefore, it's abhimana. Now what happened now? Pranamaya abhimana also will slowly, gradually it will go. So this dwelling upon this fact, the essential oneness of vyashti prana being the samashti prana, and after the death also vyashti prana joins the samashti prana only. This is when you understand this fact and you think about this fact again and again, slowly this pranamaya abhimana, identity with the prana, also will slowly resolve. How will you get over, how can I give up the I sense with the pranamaya? Giving up I sense, deha abhimana is very difficult. But prana abhimana, without your knowledge, it's very rooted also. So slowly, the I sense in the prana also will resolve. It will be reusing and then it will go. So pranatma buddhihi will go. Okay, pranamaya abhimana also will go. Which is called what now? It's also ahankara becoming much thinner. When the abhimana with the gross body has gone, it will become thin. Now it becomes a much slim beauty. Okay. Now it is not qualified for joining the contest, going for the contest, beauty contest. No. Two more things have to go. So here now again pranamaya, aham pranaha, that buddhi also will resolve. Abhimana goes. Okay, so we'll come back and see. Om. You have to finish only manomaya. Then only when you go step by step, you'll really see. Yes, you understand.